I want to alert you to a protest that is going to be taking place in the city on Thursday around the theme of gender-based violence. Sonke Gender Justice and Unite Behind are coming together to highlight the risk of violence against women and children, specifically when using public transport. Such a crucial issue. And one I know many of you will have had personal experience with, and I want to repeat the invitation if you would like to share with us your observations around safety on public transport, and particularly as a woman, how you feel using public transport, whether you are comfortable using it at certain times of the day or night, or if you feel vulnerable every time you step onto a taxi, for example. I'd welcome your voice notes to 0725671567. Just to tell us a little bit more about what is happening on Thursday and the motivation behind this activation, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Zanele Mabaso, who is the organizer of the event and the head of policy development and advocacy with Sonke Gender Justice. Zanele, thank you for your time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and also for prioritizing this pertinent issue on your show.
It's our pleasure. I mean, it is such an important aspect to the conversation around gender-based violence. Zanele, I personally know a young woman who was raped after she had the misfortune to be the last person left in a taxi. Recently, we've seen headlines around the young preschool teacher who was kidnapped and raped by the taxi guy Chinya Vangate Mall. Those two stories, unfortunately, are not uncommon, are they?
Oh, definitely not. So there is a lot of gender-based violence that is happening in the country. I think it's been in the center of national concern. And so public transport is where women can find themselves in really vulnerable situations, and predominantly due to the actions of men. So there's a lot of headlines that have come out where women have been expressing their experiences of lack of safety in public transport, which also includes sexual harassment while they're using trains, buses, and all forms of taxis. And so if we also look at how many people the taxi industry transports every single day, it's 15.4 million commuters. Mm-hmm. And so women are constantly subjected to inappropriate, aggressive advances from strangers, unwanted attention, catcalling, invasive sexual behaviors, being pickpocketed by criminals, mugged by gangsters. As you know, in the Western Cape, we have an issue with gangsterism, and it transcends all the way into public transport.
Yep.
They're sexually violated in some cases, and as you have mentioned, sexually violated and raped.
Okay, I mean, it's a terrible list you've just shared with us. It's one we are all too familiar with, and one that is not new. Zanele, I know there have been ongoing efforts to engage various authorities on this issue. Sonke Gender Justice itself has been working on research into the issue, and I believe you're going to be releasing a report on safety in public transport that springs from that research as part of the event on Thursday. Can you talk us through what's going to be happening on the day?
Oh, yes, of course. So we have been embarking on a journey where we conducted a research study in the Western Cape and Gauteng in May 2019 until July 2019. So it was a survey-based research study, and we spoke to about 1,000 women and girls in these two provinces. And the objective was to document their lived daily experiences when utilizing public transport, specifically highlighting experiences of gender-based violence, sexual harassment, as well as crime and other forms of violence while they're commuting. So of all these 1,000 respondents, we sort of collated all that information, and we put it together into a research report that we are going to release on the 31st of October. So we know that October is transport month, so we thought that it was a great opportunity to launch it during the commemoration of this month. So the action is going to happen at the Cape Town station. So the Cape Town station is quite huge. So it also covers the bus terminals, the taxi rank right at the top, and at the bottom is the railway, which is Metrorail. So the event will be at the train station in specific. We're going to start at 9 o'clock and finish at 3. So from 9 until 12 is the program for the day, where we'll be listening to individual women and girls who will be sharing their lived experiences of public transport and sexual harassment, real story. And then we're going to play a video that we took while we were doing the research study. And then we're going to launch the report. Right after that, at 1 o'clock, we are departing Cape Town Station right through to Adderley Road and to Parliament, where we are going to deliver a memorandum of demand calling on the Minister of Transport, as well as other senior government officials, and also the presidency, to address the lack of safety in public transport and initiate, hopefully, a national safety in public transport policy that would be holistic and comprehensive in manner, and also, most importantly, ensure that its commuter-centered approach covers GBV and sexual harassment, particularly in metro rail trains, minibus taxis, so that's your combis, and buses.
Zanella, we're struggling a bit with the quality of the line here, so my apologies to listeners who may be finding it difficult to follow this. You mentioned there wanting to initiate a safety in public transport policy. What are some of the practical interventions that a policy like that might facilitate? Is it a case of we've reached the point where we need to see female-only train carriages or buses, that women may have the choice to wait for a later bus that will only have a female driver and female passengers? Is it that desperate that we literally have to go, we have to separate from one another? What are some of the mechanisms you're proposing?
Okay, so first of all, I think it's very important for us to note that South Africa is signatory to regional and international conventions that deal with gender issues, especially for women. And the country also has one of the most progressive legislative frameworks that address issues of discrimination against women and girls, gender-based violence, and so forth. So by calling for a policy, we are not saying that we're not recognizing the fact that South Africa has very promising legislative environment, but it's still lacking in implementation. But we do know that whenever, if there is a policy, there will be a dedicated budget. And when there is a dedicated budget, there will be key stakeholders or intergovernmental collaboration that would need to happen to realize that policy. And with a policy and budget comes accountability. So when there's accountability, then we know that we are able to communicate to certain government stakeholders to make sure that change is brought as per policy demand. So calling for a policy, the National Safety and Public Transport Policy, we want it to be very comprehensive and holistic. At the moment, we have road safety policies, and a lot of the time they focus on the accidents and collisions that happen on the road and how individuals are compensated and motorists are compensated and so forth. But it doesn't focus on the nitty-gritty daily lived experiences of vulnerable groups. So women and girls are being sexually harassed in transport. So, for example, metro rail during peak hours, you get in there, it's crowded. You have no personal space. You stand from your point of departure to your point, to your destination, whether you are pregnant, elderly, living with a disability, or LGBTQI and so forth, you don't really experience safety in public transport. So this policy would focus on all those issues and ensure that also with the infrastructure, because at the moment the infrastructure for public transport is quite gender neutral, then it would ensure that there is a gender-specific approach to addressing public transport on a holistic level.
Zanele Mabasel, thank you so much for chatting to us. Our apologies again for the quality of that phone line. But Zanele is the head of policy development and advocacy with Sonke Gender Justice, one of two parties behind the activation on Thursday, the other being Unite Behind.